Ryan Dodd, and I'm the general manager of the NFL Eagles.
Ryan, you've had a season that's had some twists and turns to it here, but finally the home opening weekend is coming up for the NFL Eagles. So what have you got planned here for your fans?
Yeah, well, we've got Friday night, we were going to the Fox and Hound, and of course the owner of the Fox and Hound, his son is playing on our team this year, Josh Getty, and so he's graciously opened up his doors, and we'll be having an event there where, you know, fans and sponsors and people can come in and meet some of the players, and some of the players of new and some of the players of old, and we'll have just a good little get together and maybe have a couple sodas and talk about old times and times to come and some of the games that we've had so far. And I'm sure there'll be lots of stories that'll get shared, and it'll be a good time for everybody.
Excellent. And then you actually have home games coming up on both Saturday and Sunday. What times do those games start, and who are you taking on?
It's Fort McLeod. The Mustangs are coming to town, and Saturday it'll be 7:30. And then on Sunday we'll be at 2:30 in the afternoon. And we've got a toque toss coming up, and, you know, you bring toque and mitts and their socks or anything for the Christmas Bureau, and it's going to be kind of a fundraising drive for us, and we'll raise some stuff for them, and we do it every season. So it was a good opportunity, because it's always like those 2:30 in the afternoon games are great, and they're exciting for not just the fans and the sponsors, but our players as well. And because they got so many of the guys now have kids, and so their wives are all excited to come watch them play, and the boys are all excited to play in front of their kids. They haven't, you know, you got kids that are now 2 years old and they haven't seen their dad play. And so I'm pretty sure it's going to be emotional for all those guys, and to be able to get back on the ice in front of their families and hopefully put on a good show and a good hockey game.
Excellent. And so that's the Sunday game at 2:30 that you can bring the toque and mitts and the items for the food or for the Christmas Bureau.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure we'll have it set up on Saturday night too, because we don't want to miss anybody if they're going to bring it on Saturday night, not be able to make a Sunday game. So we'll have everything set up so you can bring them either game on the weekend.
Excellent. What about the admission charge and all of that this season? How much are tickets to the NFL Eagles games, and, you know, what do you have at the arena for fans this season?
Yeah, it's going to be $10 to get in the door, and that's that's kind of standard for the league is $10. So it's down a little bit from where we were last year, and there's going to be entertainment throughout the whole evening. We got 50-50s, and we're going to have the beer gardens, and so people are going to be able to come in, enjoy a soda while watching the game. And the only thing is that they're going to have to have their vaccine IDs and make sure they present them at the door so they can get in, and everything. It's going to be regular NFL Eagles hockey, and we've got a great crew going out on the ice. And so it should be a good time. Just like we were having a good time a couple of years ago. So we look to start it, a few different teams, different look, and should be a fun weekend.
Excellent. You did mention Josh Getty being one of the new arrivals on the NFL Eagles there. Obviously, we're familiar with him from his days with the Mountain View Colts down in Didsbury in the Heritage Junior Hockey League. How is the team looking for new members joining this season, as you guys have, you know, racked up four victories thus far to go 4-0 to start your time in the Ranchland Hockey League?
Yeah, things are looking pretty good. Like, we got a strong returning core of forwards and defensemen, of course. Alan York and Kyle Fraser are both back in between the pipes, so that gives you your steady goaltender in the net and on the back end. And then defense, you know, we've got Jonathan Aiken, of course, Chris Baylor and Joe Vanamere, and Colton Hayes is returning. And I mean, we've got a great defensive core. Jeremy Perron joined the club this year full time, and he was an affiliate last year. So this year he's on full time. And yeah, and then you've got your forwards up front, your Quentin Lizaways and Riley Simpson and Chad Robinson. You know, those are your veteran guys that have been here for quite a few years now. And you add in guys like Josh Getty, who's, you know, Josh is a real, he's got a real great shot. He's a fast skater, and uh, he's uh, he's getting used to playing this men's hockey league. It's a little different than a junior B league. You're playing against a lot of highly skilled guys that have played some rough and tumble hockey, and they're full grown men now. So it's a little different hockey for a guy coming from junior B and stepping into a senior double A or triple A league. And so he's learning, but he's adapting well. And we've got another fella from he played out in Quebec, Pierre-Luc Mercier, and he's got real good speed. So he complements a guy like Simon Debian, who also played out in the Quebec Major Junior League. So the two of them, with their speed, are quite hard to contain. But yeah, it's a great hockey club. We've got a mixture of everything. We got some rough and tumble guys. We got some real soft guys. We got some highly skilled guys. Some guys can really pound a hockey puck. And I know Colton Hayes in the one game where he had 6 points. The guys from that they're playing against in Lethbridge, they just, when Hayes would get the puck on the point, he'd wind up for a slap shot, and they'd almost start moving out of the way. So I think that the league's seeing something, you know, that we're bringing, and that's some highly skilled talent. And actually, in Nanton last weekend, they complimented us on bringing the talent to the league and helping the league and getting better. So that's kind of what our ultimate goal was to help this league, you know, put a better product out in the ice and draw some more attention to the league, and hopefully we can all benefit by having better hockey for everybody to watch and play. So it's good hockey. It's a fun time, and come on out and let's have a soda and watch some hockey together.
Yeah, you bet. And you have had a chance to be hosted by the other four teams in the league this season. And now, you know, what's the relationship have been like as you've visited, you know, Fort McLeod, Lethbridge, Siksika, and High River last weekend where you took on Nanton?
It's quite interesting. You walk into those buildings and everybody's thinking that, you know, here's a triple A team, and, you know, it's coached by Brian Sutter, and they've got some real, you know, high talented hockey players. A little bit of almost an intimidation factor. You can feel it sometimes coming off of the other teams when you're talking to their coaches or GMs or somebody's coming by and wanting to meet Brian. And then after the game, it's almost like a relief that a game's over. And they're very surprised that, you know, they did well. They played well, and they finally realized that, you know, that they've got some good hockey clubs down there, and they can play this caliber of hockey. And so then they're all of a sudden thanking you for coming and excited to get to the rink for the next time that they're going to play. So it's nice. It's been very welcoming. We've had no issues with anybody. I mean, it's been really good to go into these rinks and to feel that welcome, kind of, hey, you know, we want to play like you guys. We want to be, you know, we want to play on the same ice, and we want to be just like you. And so it's fun. That's the thing, is it's fun. It's great to be back at a rink and great to be playing some good hockey.
Excellent. Well, best of luck on the home opening weekend, Ryan. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I hope to see you around this weekend.